This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cock, lock, hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Charles in Ohio is with us, USA Prepares instructor. And he wanted to talk about gardening. And I mentioned at the end of the last hour that I received an email from Kathy. Kathy, USA Prepares instructor in Ohio. And she sent me an image of what she saw in a Kroger grocery store. And that's a large grocery store chain. And they have these shelves where you normally buy cans and boxes of, you know, prepackaged food and jars and bottles. And they have this, what looks like to me, a photograph applied to billboard material hanging in front of three sets of shelves. I mean, I'm talking, these are large, large pieces of plastic that are imprinted with images of the choices that would be there. The cans, the boxes, the, you know, the bottles, the jars. This looks like it's maybe 50 feet long, this one particular shelving array. And it's completely covered up with a sign that says low prices and deals, or something like that. Low prices and ready meals, maybe. And they're on this piece of plastic that is covering the face of the shelves. There's nothing behind it. Empty shelves. And then there's an image, a photograph that she took of a refrigerated case. Refrigerated. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 refrigerated cases in an array with absolutely nothing in them. Nothing. Nothing except the lights are on. That's all. Just the lights are on in these glass-doored cases. And it seems that this is just my impression. There's nothing, I have no inside information. But my impression is if they went through the expense of having this billboard material cover up what used to be the shelves, they're redecorating the store. They're redecorating, repositioning, discontinuing products. And this can't be a one of a kind, because they wouldn't go through all the expense of having all this artwork rolled out for one store. So this has to be, don't believe anything I say. It has to be, in my opinion, a chain-wide reorganization of what they're going to carry, the products. And I have a feeling it has to do with the lack of inventory that they can buy to put on the shelves. Kroger doesn't make it. They just resell it, whatever it is. This is pretty scary stuff to me, because instead of grocery stores getting bigger, 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 offering more and more and more choices, it looks like we're going the opposite direction. It looks like we are in collapse mode, which I've been maintaining that we are. Fewer items in the store. Now, I don't go to stores, so I don't know. I mean, I have to go rely on images. And I absolutely, positively trust what Kathy sent me. I know this is what she saw. I know that. Charles, are you seeing anything like this in Ohio?
You know, as well? Of course, it varies by areas, but I kind of think I'm very fortunate. And even when you're talking about compressors, I'm very fortunate in that this area is like a industrial area that is, like you say, it had been in decline for a while. So we could go to auctions and we had older, better equipment available to us. I mean, those of us who like shopping secondhand. So, I mean, some of the stuff you've seen were not affected by, but I have seen supply chain glitches in our grocery store since I started doing a lot of the shopping, and not to that extent yet, but I am expecting them, I very much so. But I think I am in a fortunate position here, too, where we're close to where a lot of this, a major hub for the supply chain, where we are still going to be getting stuff when other people may not.
Kathy has been telling me about, you know, prices and sales and things, and I tell her that she must be, and you're both in Ohio, that has got to be a special area because we don't have that here. You know, the our part of the Midwest, we're just after the jumping off point to from St. Louis to go head west. Not a lot of money here. So the industrial base wasn't here. So, you know, the guys that came back from World War II that decided they were going to buy a lathe or a welder or a drill press or, you know, tools like that, they aren't here. They are right outside the big cities. You know, I wanted to buy a lathe and a mill, and I had to go, you know, out towards St. Louis to buy that, you know, big city. So you have that in Ohio. But we just, out in farmland, we don't have those things. We flat out don't have them. So you wanted to talk about gardening, and have you had success?
Yeah, that's what that's just what I wanted to say. I wanted to tell you that basically I look at your advice as worthwhile, and I have just started going down that path, and people learn differently. Some people audio information is enough. Some people got to read a book. That's better for them. You know, I mean, we all will learn, but we do have our preferences, like in everything. But anytime I come up against something new, people a lot of times demonstrate and say, "You understand?" Well, until I put my hand in it, I don't get it. I mean, I know that I can listen to demonstration and take in information, but in the end, until I actually, what I want to do is I want to duplicate what they did on my own without their input to know that I'm on the right path. So yeah, I can't call it. I wouldn't call it a garden, but I broke out some seeds I had that had been stored way too long, and I got me some soil, and I started a little bit of container stuff, and I just wanted to see how difficult this is going to be and try and learn what I don't know, because, like you say, this can be a vital skill here very, very shortly. So I'd call it a failure, and I call it a success at the same time. I got a tomato. It's about 2.5-3 inches in diameter. It's still green, but and it's only one. But I know now several things I've done and didn't do, which really I didn't take all the steps I should have. But I've got a good idea where to go.
Okay, so you got that tomato, and when you're going to let it ripen on the vine? Is that correct?
Yeah, it's sitting there.
Okay, here's a suggestion. So since you have a tomato, and when it's fully ripened, that's when I would bring it inside and get ready to eat it. Of course, you're going to wash that tomato. But if you cut it carefully and you scoop out some of the seeds with a teaspoon, you can put the seeds in a glass of water. You know, and then you rinse the seeds tomorrow. And then you rinse them again. And maybe after 2 days, and you don't even have to wait that long, you can do it in 1 day. After you rinse the seeds, the ones that fall to the bottom of that glass, those are viable. They're probably going to germinate. So save the seeds from the best examples of what you've grown in your garden. So if it's peppers, take the best one, the very best one. Take the earliest one. And so you have one that's going to produce a plant that's going to produce fruit faster. Take an example of the best one, and then you're going to have the best fruit. And those seeds that you have will be good for a couple more years. And that's the plan. So you can't count on the seeds that you've kept for a while to grow. But you can almost count on the ones that you have grown to grow. And what I found this year is we bought some plants, and they didn't do too well. And they were supplementing the seeds that I started inside. So the seeds that I started inside from tomatoes and peppers that I saved from last year are doing really well compared to the plants that we bought that aren't doing too well. So what I'm saying is you cannot count on being able to buy seeds that grow from now on. You can't count on it. You can't count on going to the big box store or the farmers cooperative or wherever you buy plants and expect that they're going to have them, because a lot of places have stopped carrying the plants. And with some of the people that they hire at the big box stores, they don't know how to water plants. So even if they buy them, they die before you can purchase them. So you can't count on anybody to do anything. You have to count on yourself and your family. Charles, your comments on that? I've seen all of that.
That's good, useful advice. I didn't know how exactly to save tomato seeds. You know, we go ahead and eat them most of the time, but yeah, I'll give that a try.
Now, once you have them, you know, put them in that glass so you can, and kind of a glass you can see, and you don't need a lot of water, just a couple ounces of water, and you gently swirl the seeds. You don't want to bang them up with a spoon, so you gently swirl them, and they'll separate out from the pulp. And then what you can do is you can pour them into a strainer. And if you want, you can rinse them. Now, of course, not hot water. And, you know, fluoride and chlorine, that'll kill those seeds. So what you want to do before that is take that glass of water and put it out in the sun, stir it around, and get the chlorine to volatilize and get it out of the water so it doesn't kill the seeds you're trying to save. Now, if you have chlorinated water, what you can do is forget the step of separating the seeds and, you know, having the heavy ones fall down. Those are the viable seeds when they fall down in the glass of water. What you can do is just take those seeds and spread them on a paper towel. Spread them out gently and let them dry that way if you have chlorinated water. But what I do is the method that was taught to me by Mike Knox, USA Preparers instructor, and he owns a seed company called White Harvest Seed out in Hartville area of Missouri, about 20 miles from our farm. So that's what he does. He sells seeds, and he taught us in class on the radio how to do exactly what I said. And what you can do is to do it the way Gwyneth does it, which is just scoop out the seeds, put them on a paper towel, and let them dry out. And that'll work as well. But the idea is you can separate out the seeds that you don't think, or you want to make sure that you have a better chance of germination if you put them in water. And why would he do that? Because he probably would have a difficult time selling seeds if they're all stuck together with tomato pulp. I think people would say, wait, what's in this package? This is a mistake. These guys weren't paying attention. So I think that's why they separate them out with water. But pepper seeds, I just spread them out on a paper towel, and I write on a paper towel the year and what it is. And I put them in envelopes, paper envelopes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Charles is with us. And, Charles, one of the things I want to do is share a recipe that I use for one of my favorite meals. And this is the time when I make these meals. So, class, literally, I go out in the garden, or Mrs. Finelli goes out in the garden, and we pick fresh for lunch and dinner, or even an afternoon snack. We come in, take a few-minute break from working on the farm. I make what I would refer to as a tomato and green pepper pasta salad. And this is in the book, 5-Minute University, which is not available yet. But I thought I would share this recipe. If you've had, if you've ever been to Olive Garden and had one of their salads are pretty darn good. I mean, that would be the thing that I would say Olive Garden does the best at. I haven't been to an Olive Garden in many, many years. But I remember their salad dressing as being pretty good. So, and by the way, I don't go to restaurants because I don't want people handling my food. And I know the stories about, you know, what people do in the kitchens. And I'm not up for that. So here is my recipe, or the recipe that I use for 5-Minute University's tomato and green pepper pasta salad. If you're going to make this, it calls for cold. Everything's cold. There's nothing heated. The pasta is not heated. It's cold. So what I do is I'll make a pound of pasta, you know, regular spaghetti noodles, and I use the Italian made in Italy pasta because there's less likelihood that it's going to have Roundup in it. Okay. So here's the recipe. A half a cup of mayonnaise. A quarter cup of wine vinegar. Wine vinegar is made with grapes. Now, you can substitute apple cider vinegar, or you can substitute distilled vinegar, which is clear. Looks like water. A teaspoon of avocado oil, but you can substitute vegetable oil. I don't want you to go buy anything just because my recipe says, you know, avocado oil. You can use vegetable oil if you want. Two tablespoons of corn syrup, and I know it's deadly. But if you want it, if you want to have it taste as good as Olive Garden, that's what you're going to have to do. Because that's what they do. They sweeten theirs. 2 tablespoons of Parmesan cheese. 2 tablespoons of Romano cheese. But you don't have to put the cheese in if you don't want to. If you have spaghetti shaker cheese in one of those cylindrical containers, if you want to substitute that, try that instead of Parmesan and Romano. 1 teaspoon of sugar. I know it's poison. 1 quarter teaspoon of garlic salt. Now, of course, you could use a smaller amount of garlic powder and Himalayan salt if you want to substitute. 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. 1/2 teaspoon of Italian seasoning. Italian seasoning is a combination of oregano, sage, black pepper, and thyme. 1/2 teaspoon of parsley flakes. Okay, so that's the salad dressing. And, of course, you want to mix that up and put it in the refrigerator and keep it there. When you're ready to make the pasta salad, you cut up some fresh tomatoes into small slices, or if you use cherry tomatoes, quarter them. And cut up your pepper into small pieces. And it can be a poblano, it can be an Anaheim, it can be a bell pepper, a green pepper. I use a whole one for me. If Mrs. Finelli's having it with me, she gets a whole pepper as well. And if you want, as an option, you can add about 1 tablespoon of sharp cheddar cheese. Now, I know it doesn't sound right, but it's fabulous. And add a small amount of pasta noodles, cold. And then toss it gently on the plate. And you'll have to eat it with a spoon, like a soup spoon, and a fork. And it is absolutely fabulous, and it costs almost nothing. I haven't gained any weight, and I'm eating it 3 times a day, and I have been for several weeks. And I look forward to this time of the year. Charles and I will be right back.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A survey of 198 members of the National Association for Business Economics conducted August 1st through the 9th were asked, how confident are you that the feds will be able to handle inflation? 73% had a negative view. 16-year-old Kylie Rodney was last seen August 6th at a party at a campground in Truckee, California. That's just north of Lake Tahoe. After going missing, partygoers refused to cooperate with police trying to find her. Last night, a body and car were found in the Prosser Creek Reservoir. The divers claim it is that of the missing girl. Adventurers with Purpose has the equipment law enforcement does not have to find the submerged car. Greg Bishop on KCRA, NBC3.
You know, I know they put in thousands of hours of searching, and Adventures with Purpose just has a specialty. They have the knowledge of reading their sonar equipment.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Brittany Griner is getting help in Russia from former basketball player Dennis Rodman.
Former NBA player Dennis Rodman says he's heading to Russia to help negotiate the release of Brittany Griner. The WNBA star has been held in the country since February and was sentenced to 9 years in prison on drug charges. Rodman has a history of conducting informal diplomacy for the United States. He told NBC he plans to travel to Russia this week and claims he knows President Vladimir Putin too well. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As America's concern of the Fourth Amendment rights of President Trump were violated by the FBI's raid on his home in Florida, 45 is promising a strong response. The Department of Justice has until Thursday to provide a redacted version of the search warrant. Jim Trusty on Fox News is a Trump lawyer.
So the whole United States will get to read this thing. The Fourth Amendment requires particularity. It requires narrowness to the intrusion on the person's home. This cannot be something where we just get a kind of a wink and a nod from DOJ that we're supposed to trust them.
New Hampshire Governor Republican Chris Sununu is furious at the FBI and Department of Justice.
Clearly, Biden and Garland, they had no strategy, no anticipation about saying we're going to take unprecedented action, so we better have an unprecedented plan for disclosure. If they didn't anticipate this type of response from the American people, well, they're morons.
USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Charles is with us, and I just wanted to mention that recipe. And class, I think we're heading toward, we're heading toward a time when, I was talking with Gwyneth about this morning before class, that we're going to be at a simpler time. There will be less government paperwork because there won't be any government, at least like the government we know today, where they demand to know who, what, when, where, why about everything in our lives. There won't be this constant checking emails. There won't be the electricity that we're used to. There won't be the supply chain. Our lives will be simpler. And a great day, just a wonderful day, we'll be having a real meal. You know, actually food that you can eat. And I mentioned to her that I believe it's going to be, you know, the farmers are going to, we're going to be poor. Or farmers are always poor. We have land and we have equipment, but no money. And we're going to be able to eat and feed ourselves with our gardens because we know how to do that. Other people who are living the high life that, you know, have these yachts and boats that don't know how to do anything. And I was thinking about this. You know, what would happen if you called your second favorite broadcast or your third or fourth favorite broadcast and said, you know, I'm thinking about changing my oil. Can you tell me how to do it? Or I'm thinking about my air conditioning unit. It's not working right. What should I do? Or I'm thinking about planting a garden. And what would be a way of determining the pH of the soil? Or don't I need to do that? And what should I plant in my garden? And how do I water the garden? Well, why don't you consider calling your second, third, or fourth favorite broadcaster and ask them those questions and see if they actually do the things that you're going to need to do. I'll bet you they don't change their own oil. I'll bet you they don't. Charles, any comments?
Oh, yeah. You know, for one thing, I found your banana chip recipe useful. I had made chips in the past, and I was wondering how they keep theirs so white, nice and white when they you buy them at the store. And the recipe.
That's the lemon juice.
Yeah,
that's the lemon juice. Yeah, and so you know, I made banana chips. I bought probably 6, 8, 10, 9 bunches of bananas. And I sliced them, dipped them in lemon juice, put them on the tray, dehydrated them, put them in freezer, quart-sized freezer bags or in the freezer. And if I want a snack, I just get them out of the freezer, take a few banana chips, and eating, you know, a few banana chips is like eating a banana. They're great. What a great way to go. And, class, you ought to consider a dehydrator. And that's in the book, too. Types of dehydrators and what to consider. I've got, Charles, anything else you'd like to talk about? We have Arjun on West Virginia on hold.
No, that'd be fine.
Okay. And, you know, we should do a class on how do we get more miles per gallon. Are you up for that?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So taking the engines that we have, and what the do-it-yourselfer, backyard mechanic, shade tree mechanic, as they used to be called, would be able to do. How do we get more miles per gallon? I'm up for that. Let me know when you have that. Just send me an email, and we'll get you on the air, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Charles, thank you so much for being a USA Preparedness instructor and sharing your wealth of knowledge. Charles in Ohio, U.S. Marine. Thank you so much. Arjun in West Virginia, welcome.
Good morning, Vince. good to talk to you after a long time. I hope everything is good. And I was actually calling about lead-acid batteries. I see that there are some batteries that are available, with which you can generate close to 9,000 watts for $1,500. Like if you buy three batteries, they are close to $300-$400 each, and you can generate close to 9,000 watts. Compared to lithium acid batteries, 6,000 watts is close to $3,500 something or $3,000 something like that. I was wondering, would you recommend lead acid batteries to be used in solar, If not this, then what are your thoughts about kerosene heater? There are some kerosene heaters, but you have 2 gallons of space to put kerosene oil, K1 oil into it, but that will burn for 8 to 12 hours. And kerosene is 2 gallons will be $20. So for one night, you can think of it as like it's $20 you are spending on a kerosene heater, you know. So I was wondering, like, what are your thoughts on lead acid battery and kerosene heaters, you know?
Okay. We have a bunch of lead acid batteries here at the Farm Margin. And each piece of equipment that we have has at least one lead acid battery, and some of our tractors and trucks have two each. And so we have a lot of lead acid batteries, and I've got a substantial amount of experience with replacing them. Typically, a lead acid battery, there are two different kinds. One is a deep cycle, and one is a standard cycle. A deep cycle battery is a collection of cells, and it produces about 13 volts of electricity. They call them 12-volt batteries, but about 13 volts, 13.4. And the deep cycle battery will maintain a charge for a long time, and it is designed to release that charge slowly, not a rapid discharge. A standard cycle battery is what you have under the hood of your car, and it's designed to release an enormous amount of energy for a short period of time. And here's the proof of that. So when you're starting your car, it takes a tremendous amount of energy to turn that starter, which in turn turns the engine. Now, if your engine didn't start, you'd crank and crank and crank and crank and crank, and after about 30 seconds, that battery would be dead. So that's the proof that a standard cycle battery, lead acid battery, is designed to produce release a lot of current for a short amount of time. A deep cycle battery might be something you would use in a little tiny fishing boat, maybe 10, 12 feet long. And you have a little trolling motor, and it doesn't require a lot of current, but you need it to last longer than 30 seconds because you might be using that little trolling motor, that outboard trolling motor, 12-volt motor, to push that boat around while you're fishing for half a day. So a deep cycle battery is what you would use in a solar system if you were going to use a lead acid battery. The problem with lead acid batteries is what's called depth of discharge. So let's say you have 100 units of electricity stored in a lead acid battery, and you were to use 50% of that, 50 units worth. You would permanently damage that battery every time you did that. So the example that I gave you with an automotive battery and a person starting the engine, and the engine just doesn't want to start and crank and crank, and finally it's okay. That permanently, absolutely permanently destroyed the battery, and it will never recover to where it was before trying to start it that way. It may be able to be charged, and it'll have some life left in it, but nowhere near as much as it had before that depth of discharge. Okay, so lead-acid batteries don't like to be discharged more than about 15%. So that means if you have 100 units of energy in the battery, and you take it down to where you have 85 units left, that's as low as you want to go, because if you go lower than that, you permanently damage the battery every time you do it. So the more you discharge the battery below 15% if you discharge it so that you have less than 85% left in the battery, you've done damage. And the more times you do that, the shorter the battery's life. Okay. That being said, I don't like lead-acid batteries, for me. Now, Rich Sheban uses lead-acid batteries, and he's had to replace his at least once that I know of. Typically, in a solar system, they might last 7 years. Some people get 10 years out of them. If you're really, really careful and you don't discharge them very much at all, you might even get a little bit more. But if you think about your car, how often do you replace a car battery? It's like every 3 years, right? Isn't that right, Arjun? About every 3 years? Yeah. So they can't take that discharge. So the battery system that I like, the only one that I like, is the nickel iron. And that's what we have here at the farm. We used to have 40 cells, and they are strapped together with these metal straps. They are individual units, 40 individual units that are connected in series. They're 1.2 volts each, and you take 40 of them times 1.2 volts, and you get 48 volts. And we bought used from a guy who bought a set identical to ours, nickel iron. We bought them used because he didn't like them. He wanted to go with lithium ion because it requires less maintenance. You don't have to add water to them. But they only last about 7 years or so. So I don't think that lithium is a good option. I don't think lead acid is a good option. The only one that I like, or my first choice, is nickel iron. Because no one knows how long they're going to last. Nobody knows. Because they seem to last at least 100 years. And all you have to do is replace the electrolyte when they start degrading. It's as simple as that. So that's what I have. I have them in I fabricated a rack with our son. We made this rack. We designed it. And we went to a heating and air conditioning place and asked them to build a metal tray to our specifications that sits under these cells in case they leak. They've never leaked. So I'm good with the nickel iron, and I keep them out of the sun because I think the sun could degrade the case, the plastic case, and I don't want that to happen. So how long will they last? I don't know. All I know is that so far, 5 years, and they're going just great, and I have 40 more that I'm going to add to this battery bank. So I'll have two sets of nickel iron batteries, each with 40 cells, each 48 volts, and I'm going to run them in parallel. So I'll have two sets of 500 ampere hour batteries for 1,000 amps at 48 volts, which is probably way bigger than most people would have. But we're trying to run a farm on it. So my answer is, my first choice is nickel iron. I guess my second choice would be lead acid if you're very, very careful with them and if you maintain them with distilled water. And you'll have to check them probably once a month to make sure that they are topped off. And if you let them discharge too much, they won't last a year. They literally won't last a year if you discharge them too much. You have to be really careful with how much electricity you use. We can flesh this out a little bit more when we come back from the break, if you'd like. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Arjun, as far as lead acid batteries, if you look at them and say, okay, so I have 100 units. Let's compare lead acid batteries to nickel iron to lithium ion. So, okay, each one has 100 units of capacity. How much can I use of that? Well, of the lead acid batteries, safely you can use 20% of it. Of the nickel iron, you could probably safely use 80% of it. So right off the bat, if the two batteries are the same capacity, you get way more current delivery without damaging the cells from lithium from nickel iron than you do from lead acid. As far as nickel iron, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that because I don't have them and I have no experience with them other than small lithium ion cells. They have a real high density of energy per pound or per mass. It's great because, you know, the whole battery system is way smaller than nickel iron or lead acid. But it depends on how long you want to keep the system. The way I look at this, I look at the energy from a battery bank as independence. I look at it as, it may not save me much money in the long run, but what it does do is it protects me from the grid going down, because if the grid goes down, I still have electricity. That's why I have a system, more than, you know, I want to save money. As far as kerosene, kerosene would be, first I would consider wood, because wood could be free or very low cost. Second, I would consider propane, because propane burns clean and would be very little maintenance. And after that, I would consider kerosene, because kerosene does not burn as clean as propane does. And kerosene is way more expensive. And with the price of petroleum products going up, 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 and no end in sight, I think that propane would be a better choice. You can store propane. You can store kerosene. I have kerosene here on the farm. I've stored it for 16 years, and it's still good. But when I bought 5 gallons of kerosene, it was about $7 or $8. Now you're saying it's $10 for 1 gallon. That's enormously expensive. So I'm not too crazy about kerosene. We have some emergency kerosene heaters here at the farm. They would be like Kerosun style, and they are round, a cylindrical, and they have a base that has the kerosene, and they burn pretty clean. Not as clean as propane, I don't think, but you know, you still have to have the window open with the quarter of an inch or so, some windows open to let fresh air in, otherwise you'll asphyxiate. Your best bet is going to be an outdoor wood furnace, in my opinion. What questions do you have that I can answer regarding this?
Thank you, Vince. Just one thing, you often say that, like, don't put, like, holes in your roof. So if I go with solar, then the thing is that, like, I will have to put these solar panels on my roof, and that will put holes in the roof. Would you still recommend that, or should I avoid the should I place it? Well, I don't have any good place to place other than the roof, you know, like my solar panels. So should I still go with it, or should I avoid this?
Okay, so what you do is around noon to 1 o'clock today, go outside and look where the sun is, okay? And that's going to be pretty much south, where the sun is around noon. And then you raise your hand, you know, the Hitler salute, where Heil Hitler, they raise their arm up. That would be about the angle that you would be at your location that you would have to have perpendicular to your solar panel. So you make a, you know, and I'm not advocating Adolf Hitler in any way. I'm just saying that it's an easy way to demonstrate. Okay, that would be the perfect angle, the average angle that would work really well for solar. That's what I did here at the farm, and our panels are aimed at the south. Now, if your roof does not aim, if you don't have a southern facing roof, you're going to have less than ideal solar power. Okay, less than ideal. And if you do have a southern-facing roof, you might get 5 hours of, you know, sun on the solar panels. So you're really, so if you were to get, let's say, a solar panel that's, I'm just going to pick a number, 200 watts per panel, it's only on perfect sun for 5 hours. So 200 watts per panel times 5 hours is 1,000 watts. So think about what you would do with 1,000 watts for 1 hour or 5 hours. Okay? So think about that. So 200 watts, 5 hours, you get 200 watts for 5 hours, or if you had five panels, you'd get five times as much. Think about that, and think about what you're trying to do with electricity. But the number one thing you need to do is shed watts. Get rid of those high-demand devices like hot water heaters, electric hot water heaters, electric dryers, electric heating systems. Those are the big power users. And if you want, we can talk more about that. Just call in, and we'll flesh it out some more. Thank you so much, Arjun, for calling in.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.